Would you benefit from a backdoor Roth strategy? What even is a backdoor Roth? In today's episode, we will talk about the pros and cons of a backdoor Roth, when you should consider it, and how to keep from making mistakes that could cost you dearly.
It's easy to get lost on the way to retirement. Things like taxes, improper planning, and excessive market risk can all lead you astray from your goal of a successful and happy retirement. That's where Liz Whittaberry comes in. She's a holistic financial advisor and the founder of Best Path Advisors, and she can help guide you to a better financial path. This is Retire on Your Best Path with Liz Whittaberry.
Welcome into Retire on Your Best Path, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the podcast with Liz and myself as we talk investing, finance, and retirement. And as Liz teed up, we're going to talk about the backdoor Roth strategy this week here on episode number 40. And if you are not currently subscribed to catch new episodes when they come out, consider doing so. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. It's certainly easy to do under Retire on Your Best Path. Or you could just stop by Liz's website for lots of tools, tips, and resources like the podcast, as well as her YouTube videos at bestpathadvisors.com. That's bestpathadvisors.com. Liz, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Looking forward to talking with you. You and I were chatting briefly. Been a lot of social media posts and various different things here recently on the backdoor Roth strategy. So you were kind of saying you thought it'd be a good time to maybe address it a little bit because been seeing a lot more activity here.
Yeah, I believe that as we're heading into these last 2 years of the lower tax brackets, because Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is going to expire at the end of 2025, and we'll go back to the old rules. Mm-hmm. That timeline is causing people to say, well, what can I do? What else is out there? How can I make sure that I don't have too much income down the road at a higher tax rate?
And right. So yeah.
I think that's what's bringing this up. It is one that we want to really talk about so people understand what even is this thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just start right there, right? Let's just get into it. So what is, you may have heard the term, right? Clearly, most people are familiar with, you know, a Roth. So what is a backdoor Roth and the strategy?
Yeah, and it sounds strange because you're saying backdoor, like, is this even allowed?
Right,
is this
yeah.
sneaky or what is this thing? But the IRS has confirmed that it is a valid strategy. And it's a way for somebody that is a high income earner that can't make a direct contribution to a Roth, it's a way for them to get money into that Roth account. And we are always wanting to get as much into the tax-free as possible under the options that we have available to us so that we pay less tax down the road in retirement.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we want, right? We want to make sure yeah. that we're being as efficient as we can. And so it's good, right, that this is, you know, obviously a legal strategy, right? But it does right. have that kind of connotation to it. So, you know, is it worth it? Is there examples or things of, is it for everybody? Is it not for everybody?
It's not for everybody, you know, because what you're doing is making a contribution to an IRA as a non-deductible contribution. Anybody's allowed to do that. There's no income limit. And then you're converting it to a Roth. Well, there's a number of steps in that and some tax reporting that goes along with each of those steps that you want to get right. So it's not for somebody that can just put money directly into a Roth. Why go to the extra trouble of the backdoor Roth if you can just put it directly into the Roth? So it's for somebody that has the higher income and they're over the income limits. You know, this year, 2024, our Roth limits are for a married couple, $230,000. If you're married filing jointly, then once your joint income hits $230,000, you start to phase out. And at $240,000, you can't get money directly into the Roth account. And it's $146,000 to $161,000 for a single person. So, you know, if you're over those income limits, you might want to consider it. So is it worth it?
Yeah.
That was the question that you had asked. Mm-hmm. Let's just think about what kind of taxes you could save. Because a lot of times on the front end, these tax savings, you know, these amounts sound like they're going to be kind of small and not really worth the effort. But over time, it can make a big difference because of the way that compounding works. So if we were to put in $6,000 a year for 20 years into the backdoor Roth, then at the end of that 20-year period, you've got $120,000 of your money that you've put in. Let's say that it earns an average of 7.32%. And I picked that because That's the inflation adjusted average return of the market over the last 30 years as of December of 2023. So 7.32%. 20 years later, it would have grown to 273,000. Well, that's 153,000 of growth that is not going to be taxed.
Gotcha.
And if you're in the 25% tax bracket, you're saving $38,000 of tax on those dollars. It can also help you save tax on other dollars because of the way that we have the progressive tax code. So you may end up paying less on other things. You might not get pushed up into the net investment income tax. There's a lot of other places that this could also reduce tax in addition to what I'm talking about here. If you then allowed that to defer another 10 years, so it's grown to the 273,000 at the end of 20 years, you're not putting more money in, you're retired, you let it grow another 10 years, it then is 554,000. So that's $434,000 of growth that's not going to be taxed. And in the 25% tax bracket, that's 108,000 of taxes saved.
And
if you have a couple, it's huge. If you have a couple, then you can double that. You know, and if you go another 10 years, it's going to have grown to over $1 million, and you're going to have $1 million of income that is never taxed, of growth that's never taxed. So, and I'm only using 7.3% return. It could be different. It could be, you could even have better growth than that.
Gotcha. Okay. So, and you know, you kind of broke down a lot of that. Is it really worth it? We talked about the right person. You know, is there like a specific right person? Like, where this, like everybody in a certain kind of category? I think, like most things, right? Financially speaking, it's never, you know, you've always got to take a look to see if you're the right person. But is there someone who, you know, could hear this and think, okay, this might be worth me bringing up to my advisor?
Yeah. I think the right person is the person that has that higher income limit that they aren't allowed to go put money directly into a Roth, but they're also already maxing out any other tax-free buckets that they have access to. So if you can do a Roth 401k, those are becoming more common. There was a time that they weren't very common at all, but they are becoming more common. Then it's better to do that first because, there's no extra reporting. There's no, you know, multiple steps that you need to get done in the correct order and timing. You can just have it deducted through your paycheck. So you want to, if you can put money directly into the Roth IRA, do that. If you can put money into a Roth 401k, max that out. And then, you know, if you're in above those income limits and you want to get some more money into the tax-free bucket, then it's time to look at this.
You know, let me ask you real quick. So, you know, the Roth 401k, obviously it's becoming more and more prevalent at more and more jobs. And this seems to be, I know there's no such thing as a golden ticket, financially speaking, but this seems to be one that universally many financial advisors I talk to all across the country are like, hey, if this is an option, we should absolutely be using this because it really gives us a multitude of kind of best of scenarios.
Yeah, because there's no income test for a 401k. So, you know, when you're wanting to do an IRA, you do have all of these tests. Do you meet the income limit? Do you have a plan at work? You know, there's multiple layers of tests for making that IRA contribution. The 401k, you're working, you have the 401k. If they offer the Roth, you can just do it. There's no income limit. So you can get that max contribution into the Roth world if you can pay the taxes on it and, you know, afford to live on a little bit less income because your taxes go up when you're putting it into the Roth instead of the traditional 401k. Mm-hmm. But you could get $23,000 into the Roth plus the $7,500 catch up. So that's this year's, you could get $30,500 into that tax-free world. And I tell people, if they haven't been doing the Roth portion, I say, shift a percentage to the Roth. Get comfortable with your after-tax pay, and then consider shifting some more and find a good balance because you want to get as much as you can afford to get into the Roth world.
Gotcha. Okay. So what do we need to know, Liz? Kind of give us some, you know, final bullet points, I suppose, things that we need to know if we're even considering, you know, talking about this.
I think that it's very important to know the rules. And if you don't know all the rules, work with somebody that does know the rules because it can get complicated. You know, I recently talked with a couple. I'm helping them with a financial plan and doing some tax planning. And they had decided that they would do the backdoor Roth. They fit this, you know, all of everything as far as being a person that should do this. But what they didn't know is the way that it works on the tax reporting. So there is this rule called the pro rata rule, where if you have both traditional IRA that is pre-tax and traditional IRA that is tax-paid money, you can't just convert the money that you've already paid taxes on. You have to convert pro rata. So if half of your IRA money is pre-tax that's never had money tax paid on it, and the other half is post-tax that you made as a non-deductible contribution, every time you convert, you're converting half and half, okay? Because the IRS says you have to convert both types pro rata to the way that you have it. Well, they didn't understand that, and they thought that they were converting just an account that was totally, you know, post-tax. They converted that one account, and they wouldn't have any tax on it. But the IRS does not view your IRA money on an account basis. We do, because that's how we have it set up, and that's what logically makes sense to us. We're looking at, I've got this account over here and that account over there. The IRS says you have one IRA. We don't care where it is. It's all one thing. And so that cost them a lot in tax that they did not expect to pay. You also have to keep track of when you're doing the non-deductible and then you're converting it, making sure you don't pay tax on the same money twice. Right. And that can get missed because those tax forms that come out from the custodians aren't clear. They don't really know your whole picture to be able to report what your basis is. They know that the IRS looks at all of your accounts as your IRA, and so they don't have a picture of all of your accounts, so they just check the box, we haven't determined your cost basis, because they don't know. And so you have to make sure that, you know, you're tracking that, you're not paying tax on the same dollars twice, you're keeping track of it over time, and then, you know, watch the timing of actions that you take so that you don't end up kind of messing up the formula wanted to use.
Okay. So any other kind of final pieces that we need to think of when it comes to the backdoor Roth? I mean, I think we got quite a bit of it out there for folks, but is it an effective strategy for, you know, many people? Yeah, I think it can be, right? It certainly could be. So you want to make sure that you're just having those questions, asking those questions to your financial professional. And of course, if you don't have one, you know, reach out to Liz. She'll walk you through it.
Yeah, I think, you know, final thoughts is if you're going to do this, make sure that you're doing this for long-term growth, because that's where you get the benefit. You know, we went through that example. After 20 years, it was 100 and, you know, it was 38,000 of tax savings. After another 10 years, it was 100,000 of tax savings. And another 10 years after that, 250,000 of tax savings. So you want to be doing this for growth. You don't want to be putting money in that you're going to use soon. This needs to be your long-term growth. So fill up that tax-free bucket as much as you can for long-term growth, and that helps you be on your best path in retirement.
All right, folks. Well, so if you're thinking about or have heard a little bit about the backdoor Roth, you want to learn more about how it affects your specific situation, and you need to do that, right? Don't just take something you hear from, you know, social media or our podcast or any other and not talk to a financial professional to see how it affects your unique situation. And of course, Liz is here to help do just that. So if you need some help, reach out to her at bestpathadvisors.com. That is bestpathadvisors.com. Lots of good tools, tips, and resources there. Check out the good stuff. There's a little page on there called the good stuff, and you can check out some stuff there as well. So lots of resources. Just reach out to a qualified professional like Liz Whittaberry, the founder and financial advisor at Best Path Advisors. Liz, thanks for hanging out and breaking down this topic for us. We always appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
Absolutely. And we'll see you next time right here on Retire on Your Best Path. Don't forget to subscribe on whatever podcasting app you like to use, again, like Apple or Spotify or YouTube, and we'll see you next time.
The preceding program is sponsored by Best Path Advisors, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Best Path Advisors, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Liz Whittaberry should not be construed as specific tax, legal, or investment advice, nor as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Neither J.W. Cole Financial nor its representatives provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of J.W. Cole. Investing is subject to risks, including the loss of principal. Due to volatility within the markets mentioned, opinions are subject to change without notice. Information is based on sources believed to be reliable, however, their accuracy or completeness cannot be guaranteed.